You have to get our money.
She couldn't stop crying. With those thick glasses, her tears look giant.
No, it's tough. You know, first thing I did after my mother's funeral was...
What?
Pay the caterer. Look, I've had a lot of jobs, okay? And there are some people who just always try to get out of paying. It's either, you know, that massage wasn't long enough, or I don't recognize any of those songs, or, you know, these sombreros aren't big enough. Bad little white girl.
Okay. So what do you think she's faking?
Well, it seems like there weren't any tears till you showed her the bill.
Phoebe, she sounds pretty upset to me.
You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever it can stay away.
But she seems fine now.
So you just left? The place was really that bad?
You know how you throw your jacket on a chair at the end of the day? Mm. Well, like that, only instead of a chair, it's a pile of garbage. And instead of a jacket, it's a pile of garbage. And instead of the end of the day, it's the end of time, and garbage is all that has survived.
Here. Wow, thanks. So, what happened?
What do you mean, nothing happened? I had to get out of there.
All right, so next time you take her to your place.
No, I tried that. She says it has a weird smell.
What kind of smell?
I don't know, soap?
Listen, Ross, you like this girl, right?
Yeah.
You want to see her again, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to have to do it in the mess.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Yeah. I mean, who cares about a little sloppiness?
Yeah.
It's endearing, really.
All right. Now you go get that beautiful pig. Yeah.
Okay, all right. I just spent the entire afternoon looking for a present for Kathy that would be better than the rabbit.
Any luck?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I found this great place called Invisible Things for Kathy. Can you give me a hand with all this stuff?
All right, look, why don't you just return the book, let Joey give her the clock pen, and you get her something worse than that, like a regular pen.
She's really gonna love this, you know? The bottom line is I want her to have it, even if I don't get to be the one who gives it to her.
Oh, honey, that's so sweet.
Yeah? You don't think it's just pathetic?
Oh, pathetic!
Hey, I'm meeting Kathy in 10 minutes. I've been looking all over for you.
Where?
Our place, the hall. I got something for her. It's a book.
A book? Is it like a book that's also a safe?
No, it's a book that's just a book. Okay, it's an early edition of The Velveteen Rabbit. It was her favorite book as a kid. So, just let me know if she likes it, okay?
Oh, you got it. Thanks, man. Thanks for doing this. I owe you one. Oh, hey, there wasn't any change from that 20, was there?
No, it came out to an even 20.
Wow, that's almost as much as a new book.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those...
You didn't get the money, did you?
Maybe I can try it intermission. Phoebe, come on, you know what? Let's just go.
No! Hey, we're not leaving till we get paid.
I don't know who she thinks she is.
I was talking to the florist. She didn't get paid either. Or the limo driver, or the priest, and he could get the dead guy damned for all eternity.
Well, I'm not going back out there.
Fine. Enough is enough.
Hey, Widow!
I'm alone and listen to me.
Widow!
Lullaby of the...
Excuse me? Excuse me!
Thanks. Clearly, this is a very, very hard time for you. But we provided a service, and we deserve to be paid because you ate that service. And we are not leaving here until we are paid every penny. Because you know what, lady? We're part-time caterers, and we have no place else to go
All right. I'll get my bag.
Good.
I'm going to leave some cards here. Please think of us for your next event.
So you want to come inside?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I'll be right back. Make yourself comfortable.
Guess who?
Department of Sanitation?
It's me.
I'm so sorry, Cheryl. I must have freaked out.
Oh, thank God it's not Mitzi. Oh. It's just a rat. I did it. Oh, I finished it. I did it all by myself. And there's nobody to hug.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yay. Hey, how'd the catering go?
Oh, it was great. The widow wouldn't pay, so Phoebe yelled at her till she did.
Yeah, I'm a hard ass.
And I'm a wuss. So we should be partners.
Yeah, hard ass and wuss. We could fight crime.
Wait a minute, Phoebe. We should be partners. We should be catering partners. I mean, think about it. You're not working right now, and we have such a great time together.
Okay.
I can cook and you can take care of the money.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be like I have a wife in the 50s.
Hey. How'd it go? How did she like the gift?
Oh, man, she loved it. She's over there showing Monica and Rachel right now.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
Yeah, listen, I gotta tell you, I feel kind of bad taking credit for this because... Man, am I going to get a lot of credit for this.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You know, Chandler got you a gift, too.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. Oh, look, it's right there on the counter.
Happy birthday. I'm sorry.
You really didn't have to. Wow.
See, you think it's just a pen, but then you turn it over and it's also a clock.
Yeah. No, this is great. Thank you, Chandler.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Want to go to bed?
I'll be in a minute.
Oh, don't forget your coupon.
Good night.
Thank you for the gift.
Oh, yeah, I just knew that sometimes when you're writing, you don't always know the exact time.
no, I didn't mean the pen. Thank you for the book.
The book?
The Velveteen Rabbit. Kind of have the feeling you had something to do with it.
What do you mean?
Well, when Joey gave it to me, he said, "This is 'cause I know you like rabbits and I know you like cheese." Thanks. I love it. And I know how hard it must have been for you to find.
Oh, well. By the way, in case you missed that, that sound was, oh, mom.
You must really like Joey to go to all that trouble for him.
Oh, yeah, he's my... he's my best friend.
Well...
Good night.
Hey, that coupon expires, you know.
Hi. You don't know me. I'm Monica Geller, Ross's sister.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, it's too bad that didn't work out.
Yeah. Anyway, he told me about your apartment, and, well, I couldn't sleep thinking about it. So, would it be okay if I cleaned it? No? I won't be able to sleep.